It was awesome, you know, to see the bodies flying around. Rookie camp was what it was. I learned quite a bit about, you know, the game at this level. And now to see, you know, some of the best out there running around with you, definitely amps you up and keeps you pushing.
What can you learn from a guy like Brock, who's, you know, been around for a little while? Has he started to teach you a few things?
Absolutely. You know, I'm asking tons of questions. I'm asking Cody, Brock, and Kevin. You know, they all have some experience themselves out there playing, so I'm just trying to figure it all out. But a guy like Brock in particular is someone who's taken, you know, two teams to playoffs and understands what it takes to win. Obviously, he's been behind one of the greatest to play the game. So some of the small things that he does in practice, I'm just sitting here, you know, looking and watching and learning from and trying to incorporate that into my game myself.
Deshaun, the other day, you know, Coach Jackson told us that, you know, we should expect to see him in your ear quite a bit, especially during OTAs and leading up to minicamp. For you as a rookie coming in, you know, what's that like? It's one thing to have maybe a quarterback coach in your ear or the offensive coordinator, but to have the head coach, you know, giving you that type of one-on-one time, what is that?
That's like? Great. You know, it's exactly what I expected when I got, you know, brought over to this club. Coach Jackson, during the 30 visit, in the pre-draft process, so that's exactly how he goes about his quarterbacks, and he's held up to it, and he's gone even farther. And with that, it allows me to, you know, start my learning curve a little faster. When you have the guy who's calling the plays, the guy who has created this offense, he knows the language inside and out, teaching your everyday fundamentals, definitely pushes you a little quicker than if it was someone else you asked to then go through him. I'm at the top of the command in terms of the guys who are coaching me, so you know, it's going to allow me to get out there and compete a little faster than otherwise.
Deshaun, at the end of rookie camp, Hugh Jackson talked to us and said, Cody's the man to beat, he's going to be first man up. What was your reaction to that?
Well, it's exactly what we expected. I think Cody earned that respect, and he's a guy who understands his offense, you know, with you know, a level that allows him to be out there first. He's gone out and he's made all the corrections that he wanted to make in his offseason, has some velocity in his ball, and is a heck of a quarterback. I'm just looking for him now for guidance. That same respect that he has from Coach to go out there first is the same respect that I have to look to him to learn. He's out there running everything as if, you know, he was a 10-year veteran, and that's exactly where I want to be one day. So to learn from him is going to be a big asset for myself.
Deshaun, when you throw an interception, I know one of them went off somebody's hands today, but is practice the place to kind of take some risks, take some chances, and, you know, push the envelope a little bit and sort of figure out what your limits are?
Well, I think practice is more the opportunity to learn about yourself. I like to say that practice is almost five times harder than the game, in the sense that, you know, we're playing against one of the, if not the best defensive coordinator out there. He's throwing a bunch of different looks at us, and we have talent all over the place on defense. So if you can go out and maximize practice, then you can maximize the game at a level that everyone wants you to. As far as throwing interceptions, you know, it's a part of it. I'm still trying to figure this thing out. You know, there's a couple, we were in a blitz period today, and, you know, they're sending a couple different looks at me and force wash and force. I go back, watch film, and I bet you won't see that same pick ever again. And that's the part of, you know, the growing process. And I look forward to, you know, continue to compete with them and continue to have Coach Williams, you know, throw the kitchen sink at us and figure out how I can, you know, combat that so that when it comes time to go out there one day, hopefully I have the right tools to be successful.
At rookie camp, you talked about Hugh was emphasizing speed it up, tempo and all that. Did the pace get quicker with these guys in now?
No, absolutely. You know, he was telling us to speed up in rookie camp because he knows exactly how those veterans like to play, and it's fast. And this offense has the ability to step up there, show you a bunch of different looks really quickly, and the ball snap before you even set. You know, it's hard to, in this league, find out quickly to get an edge on the defense. And for us, I think our edge is going to be able to get up there and make those guys on the other side of the ball communicate as much as they possibly can, get the ball snapped right away so we can go out and play ball. But in order to do so, you really have to understand your job. And all 11 guys have to understand their job so they don't have to think as much. And so that's kind of my next step, is understanding what I have to do so I can move as fast as they want me to.
How does the pace compare to college? I mean, where the pace, you know, getting plays off so quick.
I mean, every last guy out there obviously was a star of their team. So it's definitely a much quicker pace. I mean, the holes are a little smaller, but once again, I get to be in a quarterback room that I can learn quite a bit from. So I can see what an open receiver looks like. You know, whether a ball now that looks open back in college would seem as if it was forced in my eyes. So to watch those guys go out there and put it right where it's supposed to be and trust their receivers allows me to have the right understanding of what I need to do with my reps.
How about in terms of getting the playoff, though? I mean, you're talking about getting the playoff. out quickly here. In college, isn't that the emphasis?
Yeah, but it's a completely different style. You know, in this league, the quarterback has all the responsibility of making sure everyone knows what they're doing. In a college setting, you know, the signals are coming in for the quarterback to talk to the offensive line, and everyone else has their own responsibilities. So when you put that all on me, the faster I go, the faster we go. So that's where, you know, this learning curve is going to be with the playbook and me understanding my job and my duties every play to make sure that I can move fast and that everyone else can move fast.
With the vets in and now having a little something to compare yourself to over these couple of days, you know, how, I know you know that you feel like you still have a long way to go, but do you feel like you're kind of, you know, right there? I mean, are you fitting in?
Yeah, I think I'm fitting in fine. I think that the best thing for me right now is to not compare myself to those guys. And I think that by saying that, I mean that I'm at a completely different level than they are. You know, I'm in my third week here. I'm still learning everything. Those guys have been out and have NFL experience. They know what it's like to play in a game and have that environment going, and, you know, to get to play from the coach and go up there. This is all brand new to me. So to compare myself to someone who's that far ahead of me would be, you know, probably tragic on my end, because my self-esteem would go down. But at the same time, I'm holding myself to the same standards they are. You know, it's all going to be an internal game with me and how I can win from within. And I look forward to going out and competing with those guys one day. But for now, we're just trying to learn as much as we possibly can.
There was a throw you made to Higgins, 81, to the right sideline, kind of a deep keeper out. Mm-hmm. Was that a pleasing play to you? I mean, did that go to
perfection? Absolutely. You know, this was actually a situation where I could have read the play a little differently and had a wide open guy on the backside too that was able to, you know, let one rip. That's all I'm trying to do right now, is get the confidence where I can just go out and let it rip all the time. And that's a prime example of when I'm out there and completely content with the play, completely content with what's going on defense, I can go out there and just let that ball rip. But then there's other plays that you'll see me out there where, you know, I'm still, you know, fluttering around in the huddle, and I get out there and I don't have that confidence to go let it rip. So the more I learn, the better I'll continue to go out there and make those type of balls.